السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, my sisters listening over the receivers, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, in one of the Monday night majlis, I discussed this ayat of the Quran Sharif. But since the Jummah congregation is different, and even if it is repeated many, many times, then there is always an advantage. For our condition does not seem to change by listening once. So in this beautiful ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala states that whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desires to give him hidayat, فَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ, meaning hidayatahu. That means the hidayat of the person. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala expands his chest. Expansion of chest does not mean that if it is 36 or 38 or 40, it will become 55 or 75. What it means that in the heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him great amount of wusat, great amount of expansion spiritually. It means that person can now receive and absorb so much that our minds and our aqal cannot even fathom. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a person hidayat. But of course, for this hidayat, the person himself has to be desirous also. If the person is desirous of the hidayat and guidance, then he gets it. But if he is not desirous of it, he just wants to shut his eyes, close his ears, he does not want to listen, he does not want to understand, then no matter what you try and do, no matter how much you try and explain, the person is not going to accept it. Like somebody said that nobody in the world can really convince me with regards to what belief or whatever opinion I am holding, nobody can convince me otherwise. No matter what kind of proofs they may come up with, but they will not be able to convince me. So somebody asked him that how can that be? Because if somebody has got stronger proofs, dalail, then he should be able to convince you. He said, but if I have made up my mind that I am not going to listen to anybody, then how is he going to convince me? If I have made up my mind that what I am saying is the only opinion, no other opinion, how is he going to convince me with his opinion? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that person that kind of expansion. Shara sadar. So as Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when this ayat was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into the masjid, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the minbar recited this ayat to the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, as he always did whenever any ayat or any verse of the Quran Sharif was revealed. Then he informed the companions. There were katibs who also wrote down the ayat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said that this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does when he gives hidayat, so they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then what is the sign? There has to be some kind of a sign. What is the meaning of this ayat? What does it mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this shara sadar? So he said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enters a noor into that heart. The meaning of the shara sadar, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. It means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enters a noor into that heart. So my Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Imam Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, from whom I heard this many times too. So he says that if a person could have then claimed that I have got a lot of noor in my heart, and especially if a person has got white skin, then the person could have looked at the black person and said that I've got a lot of noor in my heart, therefore my skin is white. And you don't seem to have any noor in your heart, therefore your skin is black. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that this has got nothing to do with the color of the skin or anything else. I'm just giving an explanation. Because we all know that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was black, but he had such a beautiful white heart that on the night of Mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I can hear your footsteps. I heard your footsteps there. In front of me was your footsteps. So it is not the skin, it is the heart of the person that receives the noor. The noor comes into the heart. From there it is just pumped all over. Like how we have the blood, oxygenated blood, after that it is supplied to all the different parts of the body. The hair receives its share, the hand receives its share, the feet receives its share. And if it does not reach somewhere, then that part of the body will then become dead. So it is pumped by the heart. Like that, the noor also, it comes into the heart. And from there it is then pumped to the eyes, to the ears, to the hands, to the feet and everywhere else. So just as physically the person then starts seeing right, if he has got that oxygen and that provision that was required for that, in the same way the person's ears, he can listen if he's not deprived. In the same way the person's hands, feet, everything functions. So this person also with his gaze now, he will see right. He will listen that which is right. His tongue will speak only that which is true and correct. There will be no lies, no falsehood. In the same way this person, all other parts of his body will function according to the Quran and Sunnah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that noor comes into the heart. So they said, what is the sign that the noor has come into the heart? So he said, At-tajafi andari al-ghurur. I mean, there must be some sign that this person has received. Now we have to understand that for everything there is some kind of an x-ray, there is some kind of a scanning machine, there is some kind of a weighing machine, there is different kinds of barometers, thermometers and audiometers, and look at the different kinds of meters now we have. So for different things there are different kinds of scales and different kinds of items to measure and weigh. So just like that, there is a scanning that has to be done, that we have to check whether this noor which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about, or this shara sadar, this expansion of the heart and chest, that now it can absorb and it can receive that noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what is the sign? So he said, tajafi andari al-ghurur. That the person, by way of explanation, he lives in this world, but he is not deceived by this world of deception, this world of illusion and delusion. This person is not deceived. Unfortunately, if we check the very first alamat and the very first sign, we will find that we are deceived. We are really trapped. Because this world, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created, was for the purposes of usage in this world. We cannot be using our homes and our Mercedes and our Rolls Royces in the qabr. We cannot be using our factories and industries, and we cannot be making use of the sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean on which we ply our huge ships in the qabr. All that is for usage in this world. So being human and being in this world, we are going to make use of what ni'mat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us in this world. The person will eat, he will drink, he will marry, he will run his business, he will travel. He will make use of the sun, the moon, the stars and the waters of the ocean and his hands, his feet, his eyes and everything else. But he will not be trapped, there will be no delusion. The person is not going to be trapped into believing that he is going to remain here forever and ever. Now this is our major weakness, that we are living in this world forgetting that there is an akhirat. Now this is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informing us of the signs. That what is that sign that this noor has entered the heart? So he said that sign is this, because when that noor enters the heart, then it is hidayat. If it hasn't entered the heart, there's no hidayah. So now what is the sign? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives the first sign that At-tajafi an daril ghurur. As they say, wo kar bhi rakhte hai, lekin unka dil yaar ke saath hota hai. They will have their cars, but their hearts will be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Somebody asked this morning that how can we be remembering Allah ta'ala all the time? That we are told must remember Allah ta'ala all the time. So how can we remember Allah ta'ala all the time? Well, obviously the person can't be reading or making tasbih when he is doing his business. A person walks into the shop and he wants to know what are the features of this cell phone or what are the features of this latest model motor car, or the person wants to buy some other item. Now at that time when he is inquiring and he says, how much is this and what are the features, this person says, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. So will that person understand anything? So that is not the place to be reading Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. So it shows that it is not only tasbih that is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times will mean that when the person is now doing business, then at that time he is not going to deceive the customer. He is not going to hide any defects that are in that article. He is not going to deal on interest. The person will not say that now I am prepared to give you this item, but you have to pay me so much interest for all overdue accounts. And the person who is buying also, his remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be that he must be honest and truthful. If he is taking it on account and is incurring a debt and liability, then he must have every intention of fulfilling that promise that he is making and that pledge that he is making, that I will pay on this day that certain time, and make every effort to do so. So for both sides, whether it's a client or whether it's a supplier, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that time will be that the person must deal according to Sharia. The person must be conscious that my Allah is watching. My Allah is watching. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. So we cannot deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that time, that the person is dealing according to Sharia, according to the Quran and Sunnah. When the person is getting married, remembrance is different. When the person is in traveling, the remembrance is different. When the person is driving his car, the remembrance is different. He's walking in the bazaars, in the marketplace, in the school, he's in the college, in the university. Then the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be different at different times. It won't be only tasbih subhanallah. When the person is in the college, in the university, or when he's listening to lectures, at that time he must be concentrating on the lessons there. But he must be conscious also of the fact that my Allah is watching, so therefore he knows where my gaze is. Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Khaja Mazzoor Rahmatullah Ali, was with great, great personalities, like Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali and others, and they were in one of the mountain resorts in India. In summertime, Shimla, the people go there. But when they went right up there, then he said, look, there are other tourists here, and some female tourists also, they will be walking past. So you can't run away from there. But he says that at such a time, your gaze must be on your toes, or on the ground. And my gaze, he says, will be on you, on your gaze. And Allah Ta'ala's gaze will be on all our gazes. Where are we looking? So that is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the home, the rights of the wives, the children, or the rights of the parents, to fulfill all that. That is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at other times, a person is in seclusion, then he's making tasbih, zikr, tilawat. So, at-tajafi an daril ghurur. That is the first thing. That they stay in this world, they make use of the things of this world, but they do not give their heart, they do not allow the water to enter the ship, to enter the boat, because it will cause the boat to sink, but they will ply their boat on the water. Now to go quickly to the next point, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, well, inabatu ila daril khulud. In other words, their hearts are attached to the hereafter. They are looking forward to the hereafter. Or they are aware of the fact that there is accountability on the day of judgment. All the corruption in the world, no matter how much of police force you have, no matter how much of corruption squad we have, it is not going to end. Because the conscience of the person, that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made a policeman. For a Muslim, it's his conscience, it's his iman, it's his yaqeen. If the person finds a $1 billion ring also, he is going to search for who it belongs to. And if he is entrusted, and he is the poorest of the poor, but he is entrusted with major amount of wealth of somebody, his home, his car, his business, and this person goes and says, you keep a watch, I'm leaving it in your trust. This person's iman and his yaqeen and his trust that and his belief that my Allah is watching will not allow him to steal from there anything. So this person is conscious that there is a day of judgment, there is a day of accountability on which day we have to answer. There is nothing else that can change the condition around the globe. Whether it is corruption, whether it is murders and killings, or whether it is the sins of which are so common and so well known. Cinemas, discos, theatres, nightclubs, drugs, adultery, fornication, all these things. It's only if that person has got a conscience. If he's got conscience and is aware that there is a day of judgment. In this world, if my father doesn't see, then what? If my mother doesn't see, then what? If my neighbors don't know, then what? Allah Ta'ala knows and is going to question me on the day of judgment. Those people that changed in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the backgrounds that they came from. What was it that brought about that change in them? It was the same. Belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's oneness. All seeing, all hearing, all knowing, almighty, all powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent Allah. Not just belief in some kind of God. Belief in the finality of the Risalat and Prophethood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Belief in the day of judgment, life after death. So, وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. Whoever has come in this world has to go to the hereafter. This world is merely a bridge over which you cross into the hereafter. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. Again, meaning that the person is making that preparation also for that hereafter. Before that death comes, we were discussing death, sudden death, and how so many people become shaheed a few weeks ago. So this death, which can come suddenly. So the person makes that preparation for that death, and he does not have to dig up a grave and sleep inside there for 6 months to make that preparation. For other things, we make preparation in different ways. And for this, it is the same body that the person is going to use. The same eyes, ears and nose and hands and feet. The same wealth that he has. The same home, the same cars and every ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given. As long as he earns it and acquires it in a halal way. In a way that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he's using it correctly. And he's not abusing anybody. He's fulfilling the rights of all. Is inviting towards good and prohibiting from evil, then this person is preparing for his life after death. That's his preparation. What are the preparation there is? Simple, easy, Islam is practical. And then being human, the person will make a mistake, he may slip, he may fall. So there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his kindness and ihsan and mercy, leaves the doors of tawbah wide open. Oh my banda, you have made a mistake, so don't lose hope. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope, but make the correct effort. When the person is making the correct effort and then is making a mistake, then everybody will overlook. But if he is not making the correct effort and is breaking things, then the person will say, you are negligent. So there must be no negligence, and this is our weakness, that we are negligent. Now when these things of akhirat and hereafter are mentioned, then generally our mind does not comprehend, because we are living in this world, and as we mentioned earlier on, that it's a world of deception. That everything that we see with our own eyes, we truly believe that is going to, that is life, and it is going to exist for all times, and we're going to live forever. We are being deceived. Now when we are told about akhirat, about jannat, about jahannam, then that example which was given the other day also, which Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh used to give quite often. But it's a beautiful example. It's given by Jalaluddin, by Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh also. from the others have explained it in more detail. Says that if a person has to address a baby in the mother's stomach, if there is a baby in the mother's stomach, and now you have to tell that baby in the mother's stomach that, look, your life in that mother's stomach is a very temporary period of life. You are not going to remain there forever and ever. 9 months of stay and then you'll come into another world. At present your world, I'm giving you a detailed little bit explanation, that at present your world is very, very small. And what do you have in that small little world? What is the ghiza or the food or the nourishment of that little baby in the mother's stomach? It is that same menstruation blood. That is what it is being nourished with. Therefore I have said many a times that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected the mouths, even in the mother's stomach, from that filth. Because this mouth of the person, when he's going to come into this world, he will have to use for so many good purposes. Every time he's making subhanallah, alhamdulillah, bismillah, inna lillah, masha'allah, then reading Quran Sharif, sometime making zikr, sometime tilawat. Now if he's going to have filthy odor in his mouth, especially those who smoke cigarettes, or they are on other kind of intoxicants or things which are create great amount of filth and dirt in the mouth, or they use it for other haram purposes. So then they must think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He protected this tongue even in the mother's stomach. So what is that world? It's a very small world, and look at the ghiza and the nourishment also. Now if this baby is told that, the baby says, well look, I don't know what you are saying. He says, no, I'm telling you that when you're going to come into this world, there's another world, and it's a huge world. There are huge ships that are plying, big, big ones. Thousands of tons, hundreds of thousands of liters or millions of barrels of oil they will carry. And the ocean runs from one end of the world to the other. And there are huge buildings, there are skyscrapers, 50 story, 100 story, 250 stories high. Go to Dubai and see. So the person who is told, the baby is told and addressed that these are the kind of huge buildings. And there is gold and silver and uranium and platinum mines. An unending amount of fruit and vegetation and everything else. There's so much of things. And human beings by the millions you will find in this world that you are going to come into. Now this baby will say that, okay, let me do a research now. Research. So the baby starts its research. Now where will it do its research? The baby will do the research within the mother's stomach. Where else will it go? Now when it does that research, it comes to conclusion that you are speaking lies. So you are speaking a lie. That I made a research, I went round and round, and I saw nothing. I didn't see any ship. In fact, there's no place for me to move here. Where will the ship lie here? And I didn't see any fruits and no trees and no skyscrapers. My head also is not comfortable here, and you're talking about skyscrapers. So that is, we may laugh at that. But when that baby will come into this world, it will see it's a reality. It will see it's a reality. So like that, when we talk about Akhirat, the hereafter, and Jannat, and Day of Judgment, and when we talk about the Wus'at and the expansive nature of Jannat, and the fruits, and the orchards, and the valleys, and the rivers, and the streams, and the hoors, and that Jannat in which there will be no pain, no suffering, no hardship, no difficulty, just for a little while in this world, we just have to lead a life of righteousness and piety, and then Allah Ta'ala will give that kind of Jannat in the Akhirat. Or for those who will disbelieve, then is it hellfire, and we talk about the fire and everything else. So we say we're going to make a research. Those people with so-called intelligence, they may have a lot of knowledge of science and technology, but their intelligence is very limited. So now they say we're going to make a research. So they make a research where? In this world. They go from east to west, north to south. They go deep down the ocean. They go up above the skies, fly their aeroplanes, and they go land on the moon, or they go and land on Mars. And then they say, we searched everywhere. We never found that Jannat that you're talking about. We never found that hellfire that you talk about. And we didn't come across any kind of Day of Judgment or anything else on that side, nothing else. So we may laugh at that baby in the mother's stomach who, if it had to be addressed and can understand, will deny and say there's no such thing as existence of a world outside here. In the same way we are denying the existence of that world. We may not deny it in words who are believers. Sometimes we don't deny it in words. But our actions and our deeds show that we do not have that kind of yaqeen and trust and faith in the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is informing us that there is another world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was shown Jannat and Jahannam. So therefore, al-isti'adadu lil-maut qabla nuzulihi, the preparation before it comes. That's all it is. It is simple life, practical life. Make use of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Our progress is not restricted and limited. We are just told to restrain ourselves from everything that is prohibited. And many, many times I have now said that Allah Ta'ala only prohibits those things. Look at it across the board. Only those things which are harmful and injurious to the individual self, or harmful and injurious to his family, or harmful and injurious to the society and nation. That's all. Whether it's gambling, whether it's drinking, whether it's adultery and fornication, whatever you have to look at, you'll find that only those things which are harmful to the society. Look at interest taking and giving. How many times they admit that the major collapses that took place in the stock exchange and here and there and everything is all because of this bala of interest. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give us a beautiful life. A life of peace, happiness, sukoon, contentment, satisfaction, noor in the heart. And He wants to give us the best in the qabr and the best in the akhirah. Now it only depends whether we want it or we don't want it. That's all. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the entire ummah and mankind around the globe.